Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 27, 1976, in London, England.
Gustav arranged everything cautiously and not extravagantly. Go on, everything will be alright. There will be no sense. Yavadattva prayajanam. Our parents, daughters, mother, if there was a grain of rice on the ground and it is touched with feet, oh, nothing. He had told me.
Nothing should be wasted.
Krishna sent you a grain. You cannot waste it. Physics is the process. Leave that way. The Krishna is providing so much facility for the amenities upon us. And why should we deviate and spoil this life? Take the risk of again going into the cycle of birth and death. Common sense has it. We have got the greatest opportunity to solve this problem of repetition of birth. Tattādi haṁ punarjanmani māvedi. Only for little sense gratification we are going to sacrifice so great opportunity of life. This much education is wanted. Sadhu vanni dadvāpano yam. I know. Fifth canto. Sadhuvanni dadvāpanoyam asannati kleśadayāsadeha nūlam pramatya kuruti ni dharma yadindiya prīpaya aprinoti. Very bad English. Bad English. Pramatya. Simply for the self-gratification there. Prepared to take so much risk. Next time you may become cat, dog, or a small grass or a tree by laws of nature. Nūnam pramatya.
Nūnam pramatya kurute vikarma.
Yes.
Yadindriya pritaya aprinoti nasadu manye yata atmano yang asanapi kleśarasa deha.
When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body, which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think that it is not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification, by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. Begging, borrowing, and stealing to live for sense gratification is condemned in this verse because such consciousness leads one to a dark, hellish condition. The four sinful activities are illicit sex, meat-eating, intoxication, and gambling. These are the means by which one gets another material body that is full of miseries.
They do not know. when you can say they'll think that, why these people have thought? They're so dumb. They cannot understand it. We attacking it immediately, accept that. So serious. And you, in the general public, you speak, God, oh, nonsense. Dull breath. While eating meat, their intoxication, they've lost their own human brain tissues. That's a condition. Still, some professors receiving and giving some applause. And they did it. Otherwise, who will understand? The brain is so dull of the modern world.
This is called the vicious cycle. Because the brain is so dull, therefore they can't understand how to stop performing these activities. And because they don't stop performing these activities, therefore the brain remains dull. In this way, they're caught up.
Pramatta, that you can see, pramatta, mad. Everyone, especially in Western countries, so many mad men. The hippies, their whole set, mad. Pramatta. Then, so-called businessman, so-called scientist, so-called philosopher, everyone is mad. And could say because all simple. Especially the slaughterhouse. Hollywood. Everyone is taking share of this sinful activity. They're fighting among themselves. This party, that party, Communist Party, Fascist Party, and then working in the United Nations and so on and so on. All mad. At least we must know it. we are talking nonsense. There is our life. What is your ambition?
We are seeing that more and more we are having to preach to younger and younger people.
There is no that innocent.
Yeah. In the colleges even it is very difficult. In the colleges now. Before, it was not so difficult. Now, they're becoming very
difficult.
Now many devotees are younger, 16, 17 years old. Not so spoiled.
Yes. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Prabhupada Maharaj says, Prajna Dharmanam. All that spoiling the opportunity and the whole educational system, social system, political system. Let us do our duty, what can we do? Is there any part?
Yes, I read part of it. I'll go on. In the Vedas it is said, asaṅgo hya yam puruṣaḥ. The living entity is not really connected with this material world, but due to his tendency to enjoy the material senses, he is put into the material condition. One should perfect his life by associating with devotees. He should not become further implicated in the material body.
Therefore, Krishna Maharaj says, stop. Other implications. Bhagavatam pravatta kuruti. What is the next verse?
Parabhavastavat abodha jata. Yavanna jidnyasudinathotattam. Yavat kriyas tavaridam manovai karmatmakam yena sarira bandha.
So long one will remain a kormi, he will get body. And what body, there is no guarantee. That will be, depend on your karma. But he will get a body. This is very important. Again.
As long as one does not inquire about the spiritual values of life, one is defeated and subjected to miseries arising.
Everything, whatever is doing, the so-called nonsense and martyrdom, simply defeat. Simply. What is your advancement? You are completely under the control of the laws of material nature. What is your progress? Javanna jigyasitu anatma tattam. Only this hard path, they are wasting so much time going to the mass, spending so much money. There is, no inquiry. Anatma tattam, what I have, what is my goal of life.
There
is zero. That zero. Apasatamatvatam grihu grihvayadina.
They are thinking that they have become advanced because they have become atheists. They have let religion go. They say that religion was
a... But what we have again out of it? That's good. Then there is water, no water. Bring water and become atheist. Why do you see when there is water? Bring water. By scientific method.
Why
you are looking for the sky? Whether there is any cloud.
A set of a draft committee.
Huh?
Set up a drought committee.
They are done?
Yeah. In France, there was a big drought, terrible drought. Many animals dying. So the president of a country made a speech, and then all he could say in his speech was that people should try to use less water.
There was another caricature in India. So there was some draft the same. So there are some what is called representation. There is no water, you are suffering this and this. Yes, we are taking step. But next week you will have television. Advancement. Television. Because there was no television in India. So this is advanced. Next week they have television. As if television will solve the problem. All Murhad rascals. Very horrible. Chant Hare Krishna, there is no other.
Kamal Krishna once published an article in the Bhakti Godhead titled, "You Cannot Eat Nuts and Bolts."
Yes.
Very nice.
That is my word.
Yes, I know that's you. We always take everything from you. And then we take the credit.
Nuts and bones, statue, gas, feet, gas. Very poor. How this kill the animals? yourself. You get cold. Mm. And how long you got to be very little? Come on, anyone die? Then what they do? And will after all they leave on grains and grass.
Mm.
But one set or two set or three set you can kill and eat. The next?
Mm.
Then you have to eat dry grass. The wrong should be used. Dushkriti, no. There is no water, then climb to the Mars planet. What is the Mars planet news?
What is the latest news from the Mars planet?
Mars planet.
Do you know?
No, they're taking samples of the soil. Yes. Bring it back tomorrow.
Same story.
In the moon, when they finished, after they concluded there was no life, they dropped a bomb.
That's a bomb?
Yeah, they made an explosion just to see what would happen.
That's it.
You can drop any bombs in the Sahara Desert. Who cares?
Papa said the reaction here in Arizona. Was
yeah.
Mars, capital of land in Arizona.
Why bomb? Grapes are sour.
To measure something.
Whatever they measure, whatever they use, is useless. What they will get by dropping a bomb?
It's not a foolishness.
But nobody is questioning why you are wasting money in this way. You have already failure the moon planet.
They are hoping against hope. That is all they have. Seeing their foolishness.
Huh?
Seeing their foolishness makes one more convinced.
Mm.
It does not discourage.
Yeah. This failure was assured 10 years ago by me.
Mm, yes, you predicted it.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. But still I am saying, this will be all failure. Are you still that hopeful?
Yeah.
My Guru Maharaj is very pleased.
Mm.
As soon as the book comes out, he is pleased.
Especially
when
so beautiful.
He was glad that this man there did not make publicity. The number of bones, they simply after this stone and bricks, he got them. He was very, very sorry. So I thought that I was taken and he's pleased.
So now you have books and temples.
Yes, yes. Temple is automatic.
Yeah. Without fighting, you've got some good temples.
I never stressed on temple. I was engaged in publishing back to God and whatever I could do. Because I took it very seriously. That he is very sorry that these things were not done. He said that there will be fire in this Gauri Mohan. Agun Jalwe, he said. Our chachila is a boy Kareyawa. If I can, I can sell these marvels of this temple and convert them into books. He started from a nice prayer and his Tittamara sold it.
Sold it?
Yeah. The crest. He doesn't pray Jesus. Let me have money for fighting in the court.
Sometimes I'm sorry that my name also has this word in it.
Yeah, Jayati. He is victorious. So whatever is in time, it is by his blessing. Let us walk sincerely. Otherwise, it is humanly possible.
George was also commenting on that, that how one man could have written so many books.
Yes.
Over so many books. So he could not even read them all, and speak of writing them all.
Pukam karati vachanam pandum randayate giri jativa astavagamande si gurum nirvatara. Mukhakarati bhasa. Dumb is a great orator. Mukhakarati bhasa. Pagdumalandaya digiri. The lame man is jumping over the mountain. Mukhakarati bhasa. Pagdumalandaya chatti bhasa. Bhasi guru. So the first part for it, that will be the hara for it, please, and then yours. Prasadat Bhagavatam. In the higher authority that please Krishna. That is awesome. Actually, what is this? My Guru Maharaj is a Bokalo. My Guru Maharaj used to say all these things. All the rest is. I was at that time, why he says him, what was it? You know, in the Govindanath Tagore and Bokala.
What's the exact word, meaning of that word?
Bokala means that's like a fully born. Bokala.
Childish.
Childish. Childish. With no sense. Actually, that is fact. All these rashes, they have no sense. Simply they bluff. Because they have no real knowledge. Maya aparita jnana. That's the fact. Anyone does not know Krishna, then he is a Bokala. Immediately take it for granted. Bokala. they think that we are very sectarian. And there is a bad.
Our philosophy is that everyone else is wrong.
Huh?
Our philosophy is that everyone else is wrong.
Maybe true to some extent, but they do not know the ultimate truth. That they do. Mamam janmanamante janava. He understands Vasudeva Sadhguru, Savat. That requires material birth to come to that conclusion.